connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH.
N8WRO. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Tim. We don't usually hear you out here. Morning drive.
Well, we got to do the morning drive after action reach. It's not really a hot wash when it's 2 days later, but that was quite fun Saturday.
Yeah, I was unfortunately up north and on a pre-planned trip. So I got in, did one deployment, and then hopped out because I had to give some attention to the folks that I was with on the trip. So, yeah, I was bummed that I wasn't able to do more, but it sounded exciting, that's for sure.
N8DBF.
Morning, Dakota. Got you in there as well. Yeah, but you still got counted, so, you know, that's great, and your signal was fine. So, yep, that was fun. Go ahead, Dakota.
Morning, guys. Yeah, it was fun. I've been researching antennas and shopping since then because I was so frustrated with mine on Saturday, so I'll be more prepared next go-around.
Boy, Dakota, I can't wait to hear what you're going to buy because I know you're going to buy something fun, that's for sure. But, yeah, Tim, that was the goal. I know I had talked to John before, and he was excited to be adding a few more people, Dakota and I in particular, because we could get in and get counted and had some idea of what was going on and would be able to get in. I was just disappointed that I wasn't able to help you guys get more points. So, yeah, I hope everything went well. I know the fall set you guys did great. I hope it's the same scenario and you guys got all the points possible.
Yeah, no secret squirrel stuff this morning, but put it this way, we did good. But you don't really know until you get to compare them with the other counties, because you can't go backwards because it's a different scoring scheme. But, and also, too, the spring set is definitely a very smaller version of what the fall set is in October. So that's going to be the big one. So, you know, we can gear up for that, and it'll be a lot more scoring points on that one, too. A lot more items to attend to. You know, we could even do traffic handling and get some points. Dakota?
I will be much more prepared for that set, I promise.
That's the thing that I feel like I missed out on, is really being able to test my gear, and I'm fairly certain I would have found holes in everything that I have and flaws and things like that that I would have been better because of if I would have been home and able to actually deploy.
N8WRO, yeah, no doubt about it. Actual deployment in the field is really fun. I like John's what really boils down to, a computer-aided dispatch system. But I think we all agree there needs to be a second net controller there to handle traffic coming back for those that are already dispatched. But, you know, little by little, we make improvements.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
So that's what practice is for. You got to figure out what's wrong and how to fix it. So I learned a lot just in my one quick task. That was a miserable failure. I had to switch over to Telnet to send the Winlink. So I play portable radio, played portable radio quite often. It's really not terrible for me, but I was using a totally different setup, and I should have known better.
Yeah, as I was going process all, basically all internet-based, I was like, man, I would have done all right, but I would have struggled with doing it via RF. I know it's always difficult for me to, the only Winlink gate that I've been able to hit is Detroit, and even when I'm in Macomb County. So it's tough. I don't know what I would have done if I would have had to use RF to send my Winlink. So looks like I got a lot of practice to do. I got to figure it out on the computer as opposed to just doing it on my phone with radio mail and go from there. Have a secondary system in place. 88RUH.
Yeah, that's what I used when I was in the field was radio mail, and it worked good. But then again, it is just Telnet. My cell phone service was not virtually disabled, so I was able to do it. And for VHF side of it, I think our gateway still needs some attention. But that's where, like Dakota, you got the upper hand with the HF, because I think you guys were talking about you get out of the area, and you can send your signal via HF. And that'll work. But so far they haven't mandated that. But in real life, that's what you'd want to do. We'd want to be doing RF because, you know, over to Dakota.
NADDF. That's my philosophy for everything. I just want to do RF. Just use the tools that I have, and I want to rely on infrastructure for it if I'm trying to do something. So yesterday I sent, I don't know, probably 10 emails via Winlink. I think I sent you one to him. I sent a couple to myself. I sent one to my wife just to test. Just playing around with it, and I got it dialed in. But during the set, I was handicapped. I was using a QRP radio. The conditions were terrible, and I was using a compromised screwdriver antenna that's for, like, portable use. So I had all the things going against me, and I was just beyond frustrating. I had to fail over to Telnet, so that's why I've been researching antennas and whatnot. But I think I've got it now. I think I know what I'm going to order, so I'll be ready to go. And Tim, you'll have to let me know what I need to do to demonstrate all that to get credit for the Winlink stuff in the task book.
Yeah, when Winlink works, it's a pretty cool tool. I know when I was testing it out a few months back, using radio mail and HT, it's pretty cool when it does pop up in your inbox. You're like, holy cow, I made that work. So it's definitely a good tool, a fun tool, and to use it the way that Dakota's using it and getting out and hitting stations a couple hundred miles away using HF is the right way to do it, I think. I think it's great that we can do it locally, but if we do have a problem, I think the local ones will be a problem. They may not be working. So gotta get a little bit better and figure that out for myself.
Left some room for Sean. Not there yet. Dakota, I got your wind looking right at it. So is this was this one sent by HF? Oddly enough, when you receive a Winlink, unless you guys figure it out, we can't tell if it was sent by Telnet or RF. So, you know, if this is RF, you've got that checked off. When I do your task book, I'll sign off on it. And, of course, Telnet would be real easy. Go ahead.
That is RF. That was on a, I think, 40-meter station up in Canada, I think it was last night, 327 miles away or something. Yeah, I know, I got to dig into that. I was trying to figure that out, too, because I was receiving messages from KATMR, and I'm like, how do I know? I mean, I know he's doing it with HF. I'm texting him, and he's sending me pictures, but it's like, how do you differentiate between Telnet and HF? But I imagine there's a header in there somewhere that you could look at. I'll play around with that today, actually, and see if I can figure that out. But that was HF, and there's actually a video of it in the Discord.
Dakota, did you guys try any peer-to-peer, or did you run it all through a gateway when it comes back around to you?
NAWRO. That's what, Anthony, that's what I'm going to do for one of the classes coming up in MISD. You could do peer-to-peer testing right there local in the classroom. It's independent of a gateway. So, no peer-to-peer was done. Well, I can't speak for the HF guys, but... and then, Dakota, I'll just print this out, and I'll put it as part of your test book. I'm going to work on those this week. So, but we still have to do an interview with you guys, so I'll probably hang on to the test book and give it to you when we sit down for our interviews. Over to you.
Sounds good to me. I'll bring an HT and some coax and a PL-259 that I'll terminate for you while you're there. But, did not do peer-to-peer. I think that would probably be easier if you're within 20 miles of each other, 15 miles of each other. We could probably use just the ground wave, but I don't know. That's a line of sight communication. But like when I lived in Armada, I simplexed a guy on 20 meters who was at Wetzel State Game Area or State Park or whatever the hell it's called, like 5-6 miles south of me. So, I mean, it's possible, but I'll test that with KATMR, too. He's about a mile and a half away from me. I'm sure we'll have no issue doing it, but I don't think that's going to be as reliable as getting out to another station. HF's weird. Unless you have NVIS, which is what I'm focused on. I'm working on NVIS antennas right now and trying to figure out how to get that signal to go straight up and come straight back down.
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys tried it peer-to-peer like VHF or anything like that, so that's what I was more curious about. But, hey, I just pulled up at the office here. I'm going to pull in and get the day going. So this is KRUH, and I will catch up with you guys later. And, Tim, I did hear from Mike via WinLink late last week that he was... trying to schedule our interviews, so he said maybe show up an hour before the meeting, the next meeting. So he said he'd reach back out and we'll get it figured out. So, yeah, looking forward to that, and we will catch up with you guys later. Again, KERUH. Have a good day, guys.
NAWRO. Yeah, I think that was the plan, and that would be the 21st, Thursday the 21st. Have a good day, Anthony. Go ahead, Dakota.
Take it easy, Anthony. And the 21st, all right, I'll see what I can do about making that. I'll see if I can line up some child care. Pretty sure my wife's working, but I'll see what I can do. I got enough heads up.
It wouldn't be mandatory, though, Dakota. We're flexible, so if you need to do a lunch, another time, we could probably make it a lunch. It just wouldn't be, like demonstrating stuff. It'd be more like a meet and greet and sign off on what we can, give your task book. And then the next time you can make a meeting, it's just those Thursday night meetings might be tough with you. In MISD building, Garfield Road, 7 p.m., third Thursday, and I know where you're at, so.
How long are the meetings usually?
Typically a couple hours. We don't usually get out of there before 9. But, it's all volunteer. As long as there's a certain amount you have to make per year, I have to look and see what it is. But, once you check in and sign in, if you got to cut out early, nobody's stopping you.
Okay. No, I can make a couple for sure. I just got to make sure I've got someone to watch the kids or my wife's home or whatever. That's that's always the responsibility that I've got to take care of. Other than that, it's not like I'm doing anything else. I'm working and I'm playing dad.
NAWRO, yeah, I know, I've been listening to your situation. You're very similar to my son-in-law. My daughter lives in Dexter. They have three kids. Two of them are twins. And he actually is doing Mr. Dad full-time for now. And he'll, as they get older, he'll go back into his career. But just the way it's working, and yeah, talk about busy. So I can relate.
Eventually, we'll need to set up a Zoom room for that.
So when Dean wasn't doing his current position over there where Dave's at, he had time, and we did do it. It is problematic for just the length of the meeting. So, and it's not fully instructional. It's kind of more, I don't know what you say, camaraderie, whatever. So it's difficult to have all that going out over the air. But, you know, you and 88OD, sometimes we need that. So I think Dave does mean to accommodate that.
We've tried that in the past. It failed miserably.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, nothing against anybody, but the demographic of radio ops. I mean, I work in corporate America, and people my age struggle with Zoom, so I could see that happening.
WABD.
Morning, Wally. So, what do you think about the two VHF-UHF linked? I like that, but I was thinking if we had a, maybe we use them both, but we don't link them, and the VHF could be the secondary frequency for the assistant net controller. Kind of thinking that might be better use of resource. But that's your area, sir. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I was chatting last night with Sean, you know, Radio God. And right now I think we're going to keep those two together and maybe use something else, maybe use DMR or something as a control channel, you know, something of that nature, you know, because we could get a talk group relatively easy, but for coverage, we're going to, you know, we're leaning towards the other, you know. And Dakota, the other, and nothing's set in stone. Everything's up in the discussion, you know, it's just what, you know, just right now the thought process is just get, use something digital. Right now, Dakota, we, in the early days, which really wasn't that long ago, what happened was the people on Zoom took control of the meeting, and then there started to be arguments, and then there was misinterpretation of what was said, and then finally we just said, you know, no more. You know, we kind of decided on it, you know, no more Zooms. So, you know, there was the possibility talk of doing Zoom where it would be listen only. You know what I'm saying? So if, you know, you had the privileges of listening to the meeting, but you had no input, you know. So, but yeah, there were a lot of things that were misinterpreted. So that's kind of why they dropped. Go ahead, Dakota. WAD.
NADF. That's not a bad idea. Do it like it's a webinar or a town hall where people can click, you know, raise hand and type out a question instead of just interjecting and yelling. Or even don't do that. But, yeah, I mean, just for the meetings that people can't attend, I'm not saying just for me, but, you know, it would be convenient. But I do want to go, too. I would like to meet everybody. There's a lot of faces I don't know, so I still plan on getting to a few of them this year.
NADRO. Yeah, that's what I meant. We did do it for a few sessions, especially were the one where SWR Jeff was there. We broadcasted it. Or actually, I think we put it on tape, didn't we, Wally? But the point being is like what Wally's saying. There was no interjection of comments. It was only one way. And it seemed to work. Obviously, we don't want to do it the other way because it could be disruptive. There was already. And then, Wally, as far as long as we have a secondary, you know, the proverbial tech, too. So if we use digital for a secondary net controller, an assistant net controller, yeah, that'd work out fine. I love the VHF, UHF combined. It's just I thought we needed a secondary separate path to get back. You know, if somebody misunderstood their assignment, they wouldn't have to, you know, kind of interrupt the primary net controller still dispatching. Go ahead, Wally.
Morning, John. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just slow on the key there, so I should have been a little quicker. I delayed. No, I just keyed up after Dakota said he was going to try to make a couple of meetings this year, and I just keyed up and said, me too. And all, go ahead, Wally.
Yeah. Right now, we're thinking just keeping everything together, and like I said, it, you know, literally two or three hams got in a fight over this guy, and we were all looking at each other, the ones that were attending the meeting, and so that's what kind of, I don't want to say fight, heated discussion, and that's kind of what put that, the Zoom thing to an end. So, but maybe if it's just a one-way thing, we can entertain that again, but we'd have to bring that up, you know, amongst us to see if we want to go down that road again. So, and then the other thing that was happening is nobody was showing, you know, and I'm talking year, that time flies, maybe 2 years ago. I'm talking back then when nobody would be showing and everybody would be on the Zoom. You'd have more people on the Zoom meeting than you had that were physically attending. And I think the other reason why the meetings started becoming larger was because of, you know, it was taken off of Zoom. Let's see, who was it? Dakota, go ahead.
Yeah, the path of least resistance is appealing, I'm not going to lie. I mean, if I can do a virtual meeting over an in-person for many things, it's usually the way I go, but no, I get it. I don't want to bring up something that's going to cause problems. That was just a suggestion, but I could definitely see how people get a little loud behind a keyboard when they're not face-to-face.
It wasn't keyboard. It was voice. It was verbal.
NHWRO. Good morning, Sean. Switching topics real quick. I don't know if you saw what 88OD put in there in Discord. What's the feasibility of connecting 7.2 to the GM? You're after me, so go ahead, sir, and then Wally.
Easy peasy. Yeah. In fact, I talked to Fred quite a bit last night about, you know, upgrading an All-Star 3 so that I could start giving, control out privileges and you could do all that stuff. He says, we got it all. He says, I can put the entire 2.6, even though I'm running All-Star 2, I can put it on your All-Star 3, and All-Star 3 has built-in user levels. So, and we could put All-Scan on that as well. So, that's that kind of stuff's easy, and that was kind of one of my plans for this, for the next couple of days, is to try to get the Allman 3, get the FBI stuff up there on your board, and then get some logins for you and a few others. You know, I'll reach out more when I discover what I can and can't do, but it goes to that. You know, it's easy peasy. You just log in, just say, you know, disconnect from here, connect to there. No problem.
Hey, FSO.
Tim, you got the floor.
Oh, Wally, you were after me. I was. How do you think about that? If we, for the D2Net, every other Wednesday, I think it is, we join the 7.2 to the GM, and then we get more coverage out here for that, and maybe some of our guys can check in. I mean, I can hit the GM fine, but there's some guys out here that can't, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it might even help Riley's group. Go ahead, Wally, and I'll leave a pause there. I think there might have been somebody else jumping in.
I don't care. We just bring it up at the meeting. I mean, it is the club's repeater. We could connect to German if we wanted to, you know. I mean, especially with the ALCL, no, just as long as they remember to unhook it, you know, and just, you know, but I guess we'll just bring it up with the, you know, the next team leader meeting, and we can decide if we want to go there or not. But with the all-scan, it's super easy. I mean, just super easy. You know, I wouldn't be for it for Sean's repeater, you know. I'd like to leave that, you know, Macomb, but, you know, that's Sean's repeater, not ours. So, but, yeah, we'll just bring it up, and if everybody's okay with it, I wouldn't object, you know. I guess I'm neutral, just as long as whoever puts it there makes sure that they take it away. Oh, gosh. There was a breaking station in there. Go ahead, WAVD.
It was KF8FSO, and I just had a quick question. You were talking about adding a repeater, but what does it take to get LTS hooked to the W8IRE repeater net?
Sean?
I guess that's probably best answered by me. Let me make sure I got it. You'd have to contact Central Michigan, W8CMN, see if they'd be willing to do it. We connect to them with our VHF machine connects up to their VHF system, and my UHF system connects up to that one, which is part of that repeater that, you know, part of the EJ's machine is part of that MI1 network. So you'd have to ask them. I can't speculate as to what their answer would be on that. W8FU.
Okay, I was just curious. I can reach the IRA network on my radio, and that way I could get across. It's just kind of a personal use question. So I use the EchoLink on the CMN network now. So, all right, break over. I just wanted to ask real quick. Thank you.
One last question. Hold on. Do you know if that IRA network is All-Star or something else?
I can look and find out and let you know. I was just thinking for the radio or for the mobile unit, but I know they do EchoLink. I imagine they do All-Star. But IRA's all over Michigan. It's bigger than the CMN network.
Connected to CMN network.
Okay, well, maybe that's why we don't want to connect to it. All right, anyhow, if it's All-Star, technically, see, anything I talk about is technically you can do it. But then there's always the organization, you know, whether they want to. Like all the things that I do, you know, I say, look at all the wonderful technical things you can do, but it's up to the org to decide what they want to do and when they want to do it. So you got to talk to them. And if it's All-Star, it's technically possible, but, you know, it's a matter of what they would allow. So anyhow, if you get All-Star, of course, there's your EN. Just connect up to the network on All-Star. I know you're doing it with EchoLink, but All-Star, you know, lets you run around with the radio. And I'm sure you're familiar with it. All right, enough on that. Little sidebar over. Go ahead, Dakota. We've left the rest of the guys out. Space out there for a minute. Go ahead, Tim. NAWRO. Yeah, thanks. Interesting conversation. I think this will be nice. I'm not sure if it's Wally after me now or what, but... So what's the game plan on our Thursday nets? I think we decided we'd like, but I don't want to put extra work on you, Sean, so whenever we can wait till whenever it's ready, but I'd be happy to take that responsibility if we want to do Thursday nets as if the term is simulcast, I don't know. How about Wally and then Sean?
My vote is yes, 100% yes, connecting. I think on the other part, we have to wait until the, Sean can speak to this. I think we have to wait until the controller gets moved and updated, because, with All-Star 2 and the other, it's kind of sensitive. A lot of things could go wrong in a big hurry with All-Star 3 and All-Scan. It would be a lot easier. And, but my vote is 100% yes. I like it. It covers the whole county. It does it remarkably well. And ARPSC is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we got a lot of smaller branches out there, i.e. like Dakotas and Repeater and Phil's and things of that nature. So, yeah, my vote is yeah. You know, I'm actually going to campaign hard for it. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, like I said earlier, I recently, last night, I found out that I can, there's things I can do. I don't have to really wait for the All-Star 3 / upgrade. So, I mean, that's still on my agenda, but I think I can do it with all Mon 3 and right on the one-stop shopping, right on the Mecca landing page. But it would put at least one of the nodes, 43732, on the Mecca page. So I'm going to have to, I'm going to see what it looks like, do a little experimenting. We'll figure it out. So when it's ready to trial, we'll then have a meeting of the minds to see what they think and decide if we're going to move forward. Very good. I didn't catch the gentleman's call, FS. A or something like that. I think they're next past the Dakota.
I think it was KF8FSO, but he might have jumped. So if so, go ahead, Dakota.
Well, that's good. I thought I was going to have to order a antenna switch, so now I don't have to. I can just use my HD.
It's nice when the computer is at your house.
It is. Let me see if I have this. I'm watching the news here. Change the subject really quick. A United Airlines jet, big jet, hit a light pole on the highway. The jet's okay. I mean, it landed. Nobody got hurt. It got a hole in it. It knocked the light off the light pole, and the light fell down and hit a car and hurt the driver in the car. Go ahead, Sean.
And the single most important thing I need to know from that story is how in the hell is a jet low enough to hit a light pole on the highway?
He or the computer misjudged the runway. The highway was, it's like, you know, it wasn't Detroit, it was somewhere out east, but Newark, but it's kind of like, you know, 94 runs real close to our start of our runways. And that's exactly what I wanted to know. I mean, that could have been catastrophic. Go ahead, Sean.
All right, takeoff or landing, miscalculation. Okay, that's a little bit more understood, but man, I'll tell you, I'm not thrilled with some of the stuff I hear now happening with airlines. Crazy stuff. I don't know if you guys know. So when I say donut, Dave owns the GMRS Repeater downtown. He's really actively involved with Central Michigan and TJ's Machine and that group and everything like that. My counterpart over at DPB. Anyhow, his fiance was on the last flight she thought out of Detroit. Turns out it was the last flight for Spirit Airlines ever. And so it kind of made the news when they landed in Texas. bye-bye, Spirit. And bye-bye everybody's money that bought Spirit tickets. Dakota?
Did they fold or did someone buy them?
They ran out of money.
Yeah, I understand they folded. because nobody would buy them. All right, where are we at, Sean?
Yep, bankruptcy, no money, not solvent. There were some merger talks that never happened, and they just closed the doors. So people that have flights booked with them are like, oh well, they got like millions of billion dollars in creditors, so you know, get in line. You'll probably be the last to get your money if there's any left.
I'm going to see if I hit it, but I thought I heard somebody else. Well, one thing, these jets are worth a lot of money. Somebody will buy them up. I mean, it's going to be nowhere near, you know, Delta or United. Somebody's going to buy these jets up, you know. And they were running on a shoestring anyways, and one of the things being objective about it, the fuel costs is what finished them off because, you know, JP fuel has like gone through the roof. And then the other thing too, you know, they're really strict on these maintenance procedures on these jets. You know, so if you get so many flights and you need new tires or need new brakes or you need new engines or something of that nature, you can't fly them anymore. You're done. So, you know, you fly and fly and fly and fly them until they get to the, you know, end of the big maintenance life, and then you make a decision like, okay, we can't fly this one anymore. We can't fly this one anymore. So, you know, the assets are going to be worth a lot of money just because of the fact that, you know, it takes forever to get a jet. So, you know, at the end, somebody will pick them up. Somebody will pick up the pilots. Somebody will pick up all the other stuff. Somebody will pick up the maintenance on all these jets. You know, like years ago, I used to fly AirTran all the time. And Southwest, they went out, and Delta bought all the 737s, or I'm sorry, Southwest bought all the 737s and Delta bought all the 717s. So somebody will pick up all the assets because the assets are worth a lot, not just because of the cost of the jet, but because it takes, you know, almost 5 years to get a jet. Let's see who's going to go to. Dakota, go ahead.
NADBF. Yeah, those assets don't just go to a boneyard. Someone will pick them up. I don't know that it'll be, you know, a firm of some sort or an investor that's going to pick up another airline just because of FCC regulations and all that BS, but I'm sure one of the other big players will just pick them up or they'll get parted out or whatever.
NAWRO, could you imagine repainting, you know, all those aircrafts? That's got to be a business in itself. Sean?
Yep. Well, I don't think their assets meet their liabilities, but it'll get a big chunk. Again, I don't know that people are going to get their money they lost with seats back. I don't think it'll get that down to that point. But because if they had assets to offset their cost of their debt, then they would have been the merger that they were trying to make happen would have happened. But they were just too upside down to make it. Yeah, they've got a lot of really good assets, and that's going to really, you know, knock out a good chunk for the big players. The big creditors will get probably some relief, but there's also going to be a lot of people that ain't going to get nothing. So, you know, otherwise, if they were in the black, they'd probably still be flying. Who knows? But I think there was a break in there, and the audio was really light, but the cadence, I could just barely make it out. Was it by some chance, and this is going to go out on a limb here, was that Jay? Is that we just listening? If not, then send it over to Wally, I think? W8FU. People like in between flights, what happens there?
Say your question again, a little louder.
I was wondering, when they went bankrupt, you know, and people were like, in between flights there, what happens? I mean, are they stuck? Do they have to buy another ticket with the airport they had? Or How did that work?
When you landed, according to the news, wherever your jet landed, that was it. You were at that airport. So unless you were home, you had to find another flight or a car or train or something else. So let's say if you were en route to Chicago and you had a stop in, let's say, Denver, and after 3 a.m. Sunday morning, you were in Denver, and it's on you. The pilots were done. The planes were done. Everybody was done. That's how it works. Go ahead, Tim.
That's exactly how I heard. You're just kind of stranded, but apparently the other airlines do a kind of a deal. They help you out a little bit on the cost. In my understanding, it was a smaller percent of the total business. You know, they were relatively small. But anyways, good morning, Jay. Good to hear it from you. N-A-W-R-O, N-A-W-J-L. Jay got his license a few months before I did. I think Dakota's next. Go ahead, Dakota.
N-A-D-D-F. Just try to get a car wash, and I pull all the way over here, go past my office, and they got a cone in the driveway.
Sean.
Just switched over to Mount Clemens. Just got my coffee, ready to turn back out on the gross spec and make my final approach. Good morning, Jay. And, well, I don't fly, so nobody owes me nothing. And with all the, if I go to my grave and have never left the ground, I'll be a happy camper. That's all I got to say about it. Who gets it after me?
Jay.
Okay, N-A-W-J. I just, that was just only one question I want to ask. But since back in there, I remember, you know, working for GM. They used to have an airline. I can't remember the airline. Just flew out of the city, Detroit City Airport there, and they went out of business. And when they went out of business, and I had my two sons, and we had flew to Newark. We were stuck over there in Newark, but that way they got us back to Detroit, and that was it. So. Okay, that's all I want to know there. So, you guys take care. This is NHLG.
Wally.
Did you get my message, Tim? I sent you a message about your radio and just a minor update, no big deal. But sometime this week, if you get a chance, we can bump past and take care of that. Other than that, not too much. I'm going to step out, guys. I'm going to finish my coffee. I got to get dressed. I have a 9 o'clock appointment, which I try to avoid. But nonetheless, I got one. So you guys all have a great day. We shall chat a little bit later. And Dakota, I'm going to hand it to you. So I'll talk to you guys later. God be with you.
Sounds good. I'm going to do the same. I actually just pulled into my office here. So everyone have a good day. Catch everyone later. N-A-D-D-F. Sean? Alrighty. See you, Dakota. See you, Jay. I'm sitting here casting Grossbeck. So I got about a mile or so to go. See what this morning brings. I got, I think I was telling Wally last night, I've got a lot of fire stations all coming to a head at the same time with work. Well, two of the three are like coming to a head. The third one is a lot of work, but not quite coming to a head yet. We're in the design phases. So I imagine I'm going to be really busy with all that this week. And whatever else Monday brings, which is always so much fun. So I also, I want to make some movement on the 6Ks. I got to try to figure out what was going on there. Oh, yeah, alerting thing. I got to ask about that. So so I got a few things to do. I'm going to try to get knocked out here this morning. But this will probably be about my last as I make the final approach here.
I don't know, we'll see. If I'm not parked yet, I'll make one final one. But just in case, this is W8FD. Well, I think it's only you and I left, if I counted right. So, yeah, I appreciate that, Sean. That would work out good if that county might be able to assist us with the paging or whatever we're going to call it. If not, we'll have to seek another method. But I'll make this my last as well. N-A-W-R-O after you, sir. Ah, okay. If I'd have known it was just us, I'd have said, okay, I'll be back for one more. But, all right, yeah, I'll check into that and see. I don't know what the details are on that or whether that's something that can be, you know, that can be farmed out. You know, that may be totally controlled by them, and so, you know, it won't be very effective because, you know, you'd have to have them. You'd have to get a hold of them, and they'd have to do whatever they have to do. So it's got to also be something you can do. I think there's probably some stuff that we could probably bring into play. But let me check and see what we already got. Case it'll work. All right. Man, the sun is brutal. In my parking lot and go find a place to park and get inside and start my day. W8FU. Sounds good, Sean. Have a good one. N-A-W-R-O.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee, radio check.
Heard a station calling in there. Go ahead and try again. Casey at KJL.
Connected to CMN Network.
KPR.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8S, W8EAP. Where are you at, Eric? KF8S. Sitting on the back porch, that's all. Am I getting in okay? As far as I can tell, I'm out in the wind, though, so probably gonna get some wind noise on me. Yeah, same here. Sound good over here. It's a little bit windy, but it's really nice out here. I got myself a new chair for the balcony. A little bit more comfortable. Alrighty, well, I'm gonna get to my, I'm hooking up my FTX1 in the car, so I only got an hour to do it, so I'll be on the other one, KF8S. Yeah, take your time, no hurry. W8DAP. By the way, I got new phonetics. It's not eats all pizza, it's attracting all... Or that doesn't... No, never mind. I was going to say attracting every bee, or every bee. Eh, a lot of bees around me right now. Okay, evading angry bees. Oh, that's a bee, never mind. W-A-B-A-P.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8, are you 8?
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KPR test.
KSA FKV, Berkman.
Connected to CMN Network.
KFA, CDA. This is KFA, FJH, looking for QSO. Over.
Hey, last station, you got your QSO. This is KD8, Triple E.
Coming in loud and clear, sir. How am I making it into this repeater?
Totally readable. Just a little bit of just a little bit of noise, but overall, you sound good.
Okay, that's good, sir. Yeah, I'm just doing a little test here on my UV32 and trying to see if it's making it into this machine.
Yeah, doing just fine for a portable. May I ask you, is that the DMR capable bail thing?
No, sir, it's just the UV32. It's a 3-1.
Okay. Yeah, I keep toying with the idea of getting one of those mail thing that will do DMR. I think it's about $75 You can pick them up on Amazon or eBay. And a UV5R that, you know, I paid $20 for. So it's basically a disposable radio at that point. I'm not sure where it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I got you, too. I've been looking into the DMR as well, you know, but I got to see what kind of... I think I need some sort of digital radio ID before I can start using DMR. Isn't that correct?
If you want to join the DMR MARC system, then, yeah, you need a... They want you to have a unique ID. But for any closed repeaters... I mean, you know, regular DMR public repeaters, there's a couple around me, and all you need, you don't need a unique ID. All you need is the color code and the frequency, obviously, and the contact info, you know, whatever the talk group ID is that you're using. But, yeah, if you want to use the DMR MARC, and that's the worldwide one, that's, yeah, you need an ID. But it's pretty easy to register.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm probably gonna. I'm inside. I'm out in the garage if my radios don't really work good in the house, but I'm gonna go back in. So, but I appreciate you giving me that information. But I am gonna say 73 for now. And this radio is on one bar anyway. I gotta charge it. This is KS8FJH. Over to you.
All right, sir. 73 is to you. This is KE8EEE. Have a good day.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Select. Shiner in 12 has the lights blinking red.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Good evening, Tom, KEAWOJ.
Hey, Rick. How's the weather?
Fantastic. How's my favorite Road Warrior doing today?
Just about to hit the Zilwaukee Bridge southbound on my way home.
Oh, you were way up there today, eh? I hope you get overtime for all this.
100%. 100%. I think like 4 hours today. We left at 4, and we won't be home until 8:30, so 4, 4 and a half, something like that. We're in Sheboygan, and then from Sheboygan we went to a tractor supply in Petoskey, and then drove another 4 miles south to the hospital there, took care of their issue, and got gas and on the way home.
Well, I'm curious, how was it in Sheboygan? Are they still at flood stage there?
Oh, yeah, it was windy, windy, windy up there. And Mullet Lake was actually flowing into people's yards. I mean, their house was underwater kind of thing, or their summer cottage, or whatever it is. So, yeah, it's still pretty wet, I guess you can say.
Oh, that's too bad. I used to go up and fish there from the dam down to, I guess that's still Lake Huron, where it empties into there, the Coast Guard station. The river goes right through the middle of town kind of thing. Nice little place. I kind of miss it.
Yeah, it was nice up there today. I mean, but extremely windy. I mean, windy, windy, windy. Even in Petoskey, we're getting blown all over the place.
I guess Travers had a lot of flooding recently also, and they seem to be still getting quite a bit of rain.
Yeah, but now that when we were up there, they had some type of fire watch, I guess because of the high wind. So that was a big thing up there today.
Yeah, I remember some of the roads I used to travel on heading up that way, and they'd have signs all over going fire watch at either low, medium, or high kind of today. I thought it was kind of interesting. It's something they always got to worry about, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got all that dead wood up there from the ice storm a few years, you know, a couple of years ago. And now you got sticks rubbing together. And just like the Boy Scouts, you get a couple of sticks running together. And I'm creating a smoke switch then, whether it's smoke or it's fire. KKKKO.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about all this down timber up there from the last couple of winters kind of thing. That's got to make it even worse. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's a shame where there's a lot of old-growth hardwoods that got knocked down. But I guess that'll make somebody some good firewood. I remember hearing people say it's going to take probably the rest of their lives cleaning up their properties.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I said we were driving by there. There's trees down still everywhere, either from the windstorm, the ice storm, or heavy snow. You know, it's just ridiculous.
I wonder if they're getting any kind of federal help to put things back together.
Hold on, Rick. I'll be right back. Good, Joe.
Yep, no problem.
Well, this is QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango. Go back to QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango. SWR says it is pushing 5 watts at a 1.0 whatever, so SWR. So we got a good SWR. And this is QO Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango. Go back, testing at 25 watts and getting 26 point something things, and a 1.41 SWR. Can I understand how that works right now? Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec testing 340 watts. My radio for my thing seeing 3.3 watts,
And 134, so you are. Okay.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WADDD.
Well, hello there, Mr. Retiree.
Good evening, Mr. KC8KJO. How are you this evening?
Bouncing off at Dakota's. Our node over here on 69 is looking at some thunderstorms to the east. Coming back from Petoskey and Sheboygan.
Well, I got off the golf course in time to grab the HT and listen to Wayne County talk about the storms that were going through southeast Macomb County, Warren and St. Clair Shores. So, I just got out of the clubhouse after sitting and answering a million and one questions about why I have a radio.
Yeah, I get that too when I go to certain places. I either have my DM32 and they're like, are you a fire department or a cop or something? I'm like, nope. Severe storm spotter. Amateur radio.
Well, I'm at the Plumbrook Golf Course at basically the corner of 15 Mile Road and Shaner. So, yeah, I go walking in, and I said, we're getting a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, but the storm's going south of us. They're like, oh, cool. We can go back out.
It looks like it's over Fort Huron now because I'm getting off on Riley Center. To the west of me, or north of me, or north. Or whatever it is, northeast.
Well, I was kind of impressed. I turned on the radio originally and ran through the channels, and I was listening to Wayne County EOC talking about the storms going through Warren and St. Clair Shores. And then I went over to DMR, and there was John and Anthony, RUH. They were signing off of there. Anthony was saying it was kind of rough down there by where he lives. So then I went to 7.2. And finally, Skywarn came on and said, well, we're not really activating because it's pretty much through, but if anybody has any reports, let us know.
Yeah, I just rolled in the town. Well, not totally yet. I'm looking at it. It'd be the rain shaft. But by the time I get home, it'll be over with. They said like, what, 9 o'clock? So I missed this one before the pop-up.
Well, they already dropped all the watches and warnings down here. Although, I still see a little bit of lightning out to the east. But some beautiful clouds tonight. Just the timing of it, it was just... The lighting of the clouds and everything was just awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm looking at it, and it's beautiful. I can see where I'm coming down Riley Center here. I can see the rain shaft, and it's actually quite pretty.
Now, we had some golds and some reds, and like I said, it was just awesome. We didn't get much rain up there, but... Oh, there's deer over here at Moravian and the cutoff street. I don't remember what the name is. Anyway, Mama and the girls are at the church. They got a listening session going on for the new bishops' merger talks and everything like that. So I don't know how bad we got hit down there, but that's where it was supposed to be kind of centered. North of Wayne County, right along Warren, St. Clair Shores.
Yeah, it looks dry as a bone up here. I'm just seeing everything to the east over there, over the lake.
Yeah, I'm over here by Maple Lane Golf Course, 14 in Hoover, and it's still pretty dry over here. So, we'll see as I get closer to home. Maybe I gotta pump off the pool cover again.
Well, you live in what, Sterling Heights or something like that, or Warren?
Southwest Warren, 9.5 in Ryan, so I'm about as far west as you can go and almost as far south as you can go.
Oh, like me. I'm in northeast Macomb County. I'm about as north and east as you can go in the county.
That's right, we're opposites.
Yeah, Fordham and Stoddard is the northeast corner of the county.
Yeah, well, I thought about leaving, but my wife's going to continue to work where she works, so ain't going to happen anytime soon, that's for sure. And she said, well, maybe I'll work until I'm 60, maybe I'll work until I'm 65. And I'm like, so we're going to live where we're at until we die. She goes, yep.
Well, at least she's logical.
Yeah, well, her job's basically a no-brainer kind of thing. She just has to take requests for money and tell them, nope, there's no money to be spent, or cut them a check. She's got a budget to prepare every year, and everybody does a really good job of staying within what she proposes. It's just like she gave me $7,000 to do the technology upgrade because of the end of Windows 10 and all that sort of stuff. And of that $7,000, I only spent about $5,000.
There you go. All right, well, I'm almost to my destiny. Oh, no, I got a minute. I'm just going down Riley Center here. Or what is it? Bell River. But I got to tell my coworker to remember the Faygo on the back of his car that he said there since last week.
Nothing worse than warm Faygo.
That's Ryan Police Department.
Abso-freaking-lutely, Detroit Rock City.
Hello, Brian, and I believe that is Tom. I'm not by the station. Anyhow, Brian, whoever told you got the walkie-talkie, what is it for? Tom, I talk for ISS. That's what I do. I walk around with it, Costco, Jam Club, everywhere else, Kroger. What is this rocket talk for? Oh, I talk to ISS. What is ISS? Look at the guys in the moon. Did you know that?
Now I got the sprinkles, and now I'm 2 minutes from my final destination. I will chat at you guys later. 73 in both your finals. KCA-KJO.
All right, Tom, have a good evening. Enjoy yourself and the family. Hope everybody's doing all right. 73s. Jack, yeah, I had it in the truck, but I was out golfing, and we finished up just as the storm was beginning to hit, but we really didn't get the full effects up where I was at. It was all in Warren, St. Clair Shores, down in South Macomb County.
Yes, I heard that, and it was hail coming down instead of big as a nickel.
Well, according to Wayne County EOC, it was radar-indicated quarter-size hail, but, yeah, I'm just now going south of 13 Mile Road on Van Dyke, and the roads are just damp, so I don't know. I was up trying to hit little white balls, and supposedly littler white balls were falling from the sky.
Oh, I should have said, it ran so hard, but now it stopped.
Well, 16 and Chainer, we didn't have hardly any rain, just some wind. But boy, the clouds were beautiful, that's for sure. I mean, they're still looking a little rugged around here in Warren right now.
Yeah, how about that one? It went some of those clouds?
Well, yeah, we had the wind, but it wasn't that bad. I would assume it was about 30, 35 mile an hour winds, but nothing really major. So most of it went south of us. Any lightning we saw in the sky was to the south. And, you know, out on the golf course, you can see a lot of the sky.
What do you do, play golf all day today?
So, we keyed off about 4:30, and it should take you 2 hours and 15 minutes to golf 9 holes, which we did. So, well, we were right on schedule, so it was a little after 7 when we were coming off the golf course. Some of the groups behind us came off a little bit early because it started to rain, but it never really poured. Never really rained all that hard.
Oh, and here it says, it just did about 5 minutes ago. It was so hard, you can hear the rain drop. Big old drop coming down that roof.
Well, I guess I've just been in the right places because I haven't experienced any rain that hard or that long. The ground never really even got wet where I was at.
That's good. And you're sounding good. I don't know if you're on that mother over or not.
No. Right now I've got the Anycone 578 that I just bought in the truck. And I've got the taller antenna on the roof. I could probably switch to the shot glass antenna and be fine here on UHF. But I found out during the spring set on Saturday that it does not work for UHF very well.
I see what you're saying. I'm having a hell of a time with this pickup truck, the GMC one. I can't put that 2x4 up there. It's so high. I tried to put it in the cab, in the back of the pickup truck. It won't even fit. What I have to do, I have to make a hole in the cover. And I hate that. But I got a little antenna in the garage. And really, it's not much really. Yesterday was so bad because I was in Middlebelt. I couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah, well, I was looking in the garage. I thought I had one more antenna, but I guess I don't. But I found my Nagoya, the 72, the magnet mount for the GMRS. I found that antenna.
Well, if you have that, what I understand, it works both ways on the ham and also GMRS.
I do believe I can tune it, and if it's a longer antenna like that antenna was, it should do okay on the VHF, and I should be able to tune it so it's okay on the UHF. But, you know, it's sitting there waiting for me to play around with, just like everything else, just waiting for me to play with it.
Oh, don't worry. You'll have more time. You will have more time to do that. Did you put it out of the SF yet, antenna?
Connected.
No. I put that off. I got a 2 meter, 70 centimeter guide pole antenna that I'm supposed to build with the group that NABDZ put together, and we're going to see what that's going to do for me. And I do believe I am going to purchase a vertical HF antenna that I can use for the 10 meter band without much of an issue, and I might have to get an antenna tuner to do some of the other HF bands, but that's going to require me to get my general ticket, too.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. No, oh, I got vertical. It's 10, 20, 40, and 80 meters. But the thing, it's about, I like it. And it does a good job for 20 and 40 and 80 vertical. I don't know how you're going to get just only vertical for 10 meters. I would never do that, just only 10 meters. It might as well just for 10. It's only nothing but, I call a scoop. I get about 3-4 of them on that antenna.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are saying I should go horizontal for the, HF frequencies, so. Stuff to look forward to, things to play with. I've only been retired for 1 month so far, so. We got plenty of time to go.
Yeah, so, hey, by the way, sorry, I doubled with you this morning. I was out of there first. Then I heard you, then I stopped, then I called back in. So sorry about that. I doubled with you this morning.
That's all right. They heard me. But, I was on my way to the church when I called out for that.
On that Anytone, that is a good radio. That 578, it's a good radio. That Anytone.
Well, they called this the 578 Basic. It doesn't have the Bluetooth, and it doesn't have the GPRS, so it'll be a really good base station, but because of the set and everything like that, I'm playing with it in the truck for now.
I will keep it. Get something else for the house, for the base station. I will do that, okay? It really sounds really clear, and the audio is beautiful.
Well, this is really good. The traffic lights on the south side of 696 in Gratiot are out, and the traffic lights on the north side of 696 in Gratiot are working.
Oh, south side working, north side don't work. I don't know about that. Maybe on the two different generators.
I'm seeing the, there's an ETE energy truck driving around with his flashers on looking for what's going on right now, but, the place I was going to go eat is not open.
Oh, no, that's not right. Now we got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm going to make a quick call real quick. Find out if the other location I'm thinking about is open.
Hi, Brian. Take it easy. Good talking to you. It's good to hear you out there with that beautiful audio. You got that radio. And this is really, it's true. Take care. KFA-BIC.
Well, according to sources, the Coney Island at Van Dyke or Gratiot and 11 Mile Road had a small electrical fire in the ceiling, so they're closed until further notice.
this is eight Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
That's all I heard. Juliet, let's go up here. KFAGIC.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.